Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiur on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, ninth parak, the 14th halacha. We already had two series on this halacha, and now we're continuing, B'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu, with a new series. And again, this is based, as most of our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim are, on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Moreinu, the Shmuel Lezichot Habas Nefesh, Dovid Zetzal. והדברים יאמרו לזכות העם היושב בציון גם לוי מורי ומי מורתי בכל יוצאי חלציהם חי חי ופגע בעצמי חלתי סבסי דין הברכה בצד סרדסו בניום מצומכן לדין המניה ישי נכן רבז מלכה משה בן שער יצור משה מרדכי הגמרה במסכת יומה נחגית הבת ברוכה המציא בכל יוצאי חלציה כל נלוי מילה הגמרה במסכת יומה בדף פה עמוד א' ובמסכת כתובות בדף ט"ו עמוד ב' כותבת על המשנה במכשירין. יש משנה במכשירין 2-7 that if a person finds a baby, you find a baby and you don't know what the religion of the baby is. If they're mostly goyim in town, imrov kusim, then kusi, and the kid's not Jewish. If they're mostly Jews, imrov Yisrael, then Yisrael. And if it's 50-50, then Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, this Mishnah, 50-50 Yisrael is l'nizakin, which means, the nogach toira didei l'toira didon, that his acts gored our acts. So if he were a goy, then he'd pay nezik shalim. But since we don't know that he's a goy, he only pays chatzi nezik. Why does he only pay chatzi nezik? The Omar Aisi Raya, the Lav Yisrael Ano Vishokil. Because he can say, bring a Raya that I'm not a Jew and take the Nezek Shalim. But we can't bring such a Raya. So Mechza Mechza Yisrael. As Mevoar Mizeh, Sheim Zeh Rov Akum, if it's mostly Goyim, then what's he going to be paying? He's paying Nezek Shalim. So the Rishonim Ksubis are made that since we pass in like Shmuel, Bava Kama 44:46b and Bava Basri 92b. Then in Chama Menachah HaRoiv, that in momentous matters, you do not follow the majority. So why then should he pay Nezek Shalem B'Roiv Akum? Maybe he's a Jew. And he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek in Chama Menachah HaRoiv. And maybe he's a Jew. You're right, Rov Goyim, maybe he's a Jew. And he's only chayv chatzi nezik. V'ayin sham b'Ramban, b'Ra'a, b'Rashba, b'Ra'em. Kol ha'meforshim halalu, she'akum ein lo cheskes mamon. A goy doesn't have a cheskes mamon. And because of that, mahani be'roiv. Therefore the rov helps to say that he's a goy, and mamele has to pay nezik shalem. מה אמרנו? למה? כי לגויים אין חזקס מומן. And therefore the rov is enough to say that he has to pay נזק שולים. ותמו הטעם. But this is difficult to understand. מה ישנה בזה עקום מישראל? How is a goy any different than a Jew? That he shouldn't have a חזקס מומן. So the Marit al Gazi, in the second parak of Bechoros, at the beginning is Omed on this kasha, and he writes that since Gezel Akum is mutl mena Torah, his property is Hefker, and he has no Cheskes Mamon. Ayin Sham, B'divrei Amarit Al Gazi, Shemikivan, Shegezel Akum mutar mena Torah, Nechasav Kehefker, Ve'ein Lo Cheskat Mamon. B'dvarav Tmuhim. It's hard to understand what the Marit Al Gazi means. And already Reb Shimon, in the Shari Yosher, in Shar He, Perek Tetvov, was already masig on the Marit al Gazi. Shema inyan zeh lazeh, ma kesher? Ma kesher? Afilu lomar shegezel akum mutar, aval hamamon hu hamamon shelo. Kol shelo gazlu hu hamamon shelo. Umemeila mikivan, since the mamon is his, so he shouldn't have to pay nezek shalim. He should only have to pay chatzi nezek. Why shouldn't he have a cheskes mamon? You're right. Ain iser legozlo, but kol od shelo gozlo mimenu. So the mammon is his. So he should only have to pay chatzin nezik. Should not pay nezik sholi. Ayn sham divrei Reb Shimon shar hei perek tesvov. Magid Mishnah Hilchos Isurei Bia 1626 writes she'ein lo cheskes mammon. You know he has no cheskes mammon? Because he's in doubt as to whether he's a Jew or a goy. See the Shemaitzin 4:7. So it's mashma that since he is in doubt, he has no cheskes mammon. And the kasha is, harei kol cheskes mammon b'shu atzmo misupiku. I understand. Every cheskes mammon is suffik. We don't know. And yet we say cheskes mammon. So here also we're in doubt. So we're in doubt, so don't touch the money. Say cheskes mammon. What do you mean? Because we're in doubt, we don't say cheskes mammon. Ma pitom. When that's what a cheskes mammon is. When you're in doubt, you say cheskes mammon. As a maishna ocho. Why here is it any different? Kashin the Magid Mishnah, Surabia 1526. Ve'amadol zeh bekuntus hasvekis. Beklal vov. B'seif dalet ayin sham, u'b'sheif shmaitze shizkarnu 4:7. She'akavna lama shekosev ha'rashbe, ve'ara'o, mitzad ein cheskes mammon ba'akum. It's because there's no cheskes mammon by a goy. That's explanation. Their explanation is that there's no cheskes mammon ba'akum. That's what the Magid Mishnah means. And since there's no cheskes mammon ba'akum, memela, he doesn't have a cheskes mammon. He's mesupik if he's a goy or a Jew. And it's mashma because he's mesupik. There's no cheskes mammon. Ein cheskes mammon is always when he's mesupik. So the answer is because goyim don't have a cheskes mammon. However, that's not the mashmos of the Magid Mishnah. That doesn't seem to mean what he's saying, that it's mitzad de ein cheskes mammon ba'akol. Because he says it's because he's mesupik. He himself is mesupik whether or not he's a goy or a Jew. Since he himself is mesupik as to whether or not he's a goy or a Jew, Mameli has no cheskes mammon, so it's talui bo, lo banu. It's our din that there's no cheskes mammon for akol. And the Magid Mishnah says it's because he's mesupik. Since he's mesupik, whether he's a goy or a Jew, he has no cheskes mammon. It doesn't sound like the issue is that there's no cheskes mammon for akol. It sounds like an issue by him, that he doesn't know. And again, we're back to our kasha. Every cheskes mammon is in a case of suffik when he himself is misupik. Every cheskes mammon is when he is misupik. So why is here any different? Let him keep the money. Al cheskes mammon. Az chazan lakushia. The Shmaitzer learns that the shitas harashba and the ra'ah are one shita, but if you look carefully, you'll see that the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh write one thing, and the Ra writes something else. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh write, "She'ein cheskes mammon ba'akum, ela b'Yisrael." Right before we quoted the Rishonim, who discussed the issue of since ein ochem mammon achar rov, why should if it's rov Yisrael? Why should he pay Nezik Shalim? Or if it's Rov Akum, why should he pay Nezik Shalim? Maybe he's Yisrael. So what was the answer that they gave? The answer they gave was that a goy doesn't have a cheskes mammon, and therefore Rov is effective. Right? And as you remember, we asked that, why not? Why doesn't he have a cheskes mammon? So the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh write, "Shein cheskes mammon ba'akum ela b'Yisrael." The Ra'ar writes that Kevan Dim Isa Dehave Akum Les Lechazaka Dimemoina. Since if you say that he's actually a goy, he has no cheskes mamen. Vahashta Misafka Lebegufe Umu Akum. And now he's misupik about himself. Is he a goy or not? Lo Amrinan B'chiha Ein Hoche Mamon Achar Aroiv. Here we don't say Ein Hoche Mamon Achar Aroiv. Lo Itmar El Loitzio Mecheskase. Because it was only said to remove him from his chazaka. So from the end of what the Ra'a says, it sounds like the issue here is she'ein kan hotzas mamon. Because there's no, like it says, lo itmar ela hotzi mechaz kasa, that we only said ein hocha mamon achar aroiv, to take something out of it, to take money out of its chazaka. But here there's no taking money out of the chazaka. And therefore we don't say ein hocha mamon achar aroiv. And this, in a place where it's rov akum, he has to pay nezek shalem. And earlier he writes, well, when that he says that the cave and the misadavi akum less like chazakas mamona, the chazaka de mamona, that sounds like the other neshonim that we're going to explain in Mirtzah Hashem. That if you say he's a goy, he has no cheskes mamon. That's if that's all he said, then it would be cool, like all the like the Shev Shmaitz and the Rechonim learn that the goyim don't have a cheskes mamon. But the Ra'ah adds, "V'hashta misafkele begufeim hu akum." And we're misupik if he's a guy. Maybe he's a Jew, maybe he's a guy. And lo amrinan b'chiha in ocha mamon achar rov. And therefore we don't say in ocha mamon achar rov, because we only say in ocha mamon achar rov, lo hotzi mechaz kasa, to take money out of its chazaka, and that's not what's going on over here. You're not taking money out of its chazaka. So it's very hard to understand what the Ra'ah wants, because sof lo mahani rov b'mamon. Rov doesn't help by mamon, and here he's only chayav al pi rov. Al pi rov, he's a guy, and rov, there's no rov by mamon. So even though al pi rov, he's a guy, you're right, we're misupik, but al pi rov, he's a guy, but we don't follow rov by mamon. So you should only have to pay chatzi nezek. So as anach rotzim lavin et kol arichut l'shono. Again, dimi said the havi akum less lechazaka d'memayna. If you say he's a guy, then he has no cheskes mamon. V'hashta misafkalan begufeim hu akum. And now we're misipik if he's a guy. Lo amrinan b'chiha ein ochem mamon acharov. Here we don't say ein ochem mamon acharov. Lo witmar, because that rule of ein ochem mamon acharov was only said lehotzi mechazkasa, to take a mamon out of its presumption. And here, we're not doing that. Here, something else is going on. And again, the kasha is, what do you mean? What do you mean? This guy has money in his possession, and Rov says that he's a guy and he has to pay Nezik Shalim. We've admitted that he's a Jew, and Hecho Macha Rov, so why should he have to pay? In the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings to the Shita Shana that writes that Barov Akum, even Shmuel's Moide, Shebecheskas Kusi Koi. It's Barov Goyim, he has a Cheskas Goy, and therefore you're Motzi Mamun Mimenu. And he doesn't say anything about any Cheskas Mamun Ba'akum. So if he doesn't say anything about any Cheskas Mamun Ba'akum, we say there is a Cheskas Mamun. So why, if it's Barov Goyim, do you take money from him? Ein Hocha Mamun Achar Harov. Since Ein Hocha Mamun Achar Harov, you're right, there's Rov Goyim, but he has a chazak on the money. And you don't follow the Rov. So even though there's Rov Goyim, there's still a miut of Jews, and he's muchzik in the money. Ein Hocha Mamun Achar Harov, so why are you taking the money from him? The Shita Mekubetzes doesn't say anything about Ein Cheskes Mamun Ba'akum. He just says that by Rov Goyim, we assume he's a Goyim, we take the money away from him. Why? Ein cheskes mamon ba'akum. So why do we take the money away from him? Because he's b'cheskes goy. Ein ochem mamon achar harov. V'advarim tzrichim bi'ur. In the Ritah Gazi there, he's oimed al divrei ha'tos b'v'chayrus 13a, di ramasa haloikeach. We're asking what the Gemara says that if a Jew gives money to a guy, bivehemtai, that if a Jew gives money to a guy for his animal, even though he didn't do Mashicha, he's kaina, and the animal's obligated in Bechaira. So that's the Gemara. So it says that even though he's kaina, you have to tell us that chayev is bebechora. You have to say that the animal's chayev in bechora, because you shouldn't say that kana misafek or midrabanan, that this kinyan is only misafek, but that this kinyan is only midrabanan, and there's no chayev bechora now. There is a chayev bechora. And when this animal has a bechor, it's going to be chayavis bebechora. Tosis writes, "Dafagav dashmin and kana, it's tzrich lashmin and chayavis bebechora." Tlotem akana misafik or midrabanan. Kamashmon dekana kinyan gamur. Don't say it's midrabanan. Don't say it's misafik. It's a kinyan gamur. So that's all Tosfos and Maseches Bechoros. So it comes from Rita Al-Ghazi and he asks that how would we ever have a mina? That it's a suffix. I the akum is a morakame and he's muhzak and it belongs to the guy. So how do we say that the Jew is kaina? If it was a suffix, we would give it to the guy. We know such thing as a suffix. The guy's a morakame. The guy originally owned the animal. So how do we say the Jew is kohen? What does the Gemara say? Yisrael shenasen mos l'goy, bebehem to b'dineyem, avi shalom ashach kohen. The Gemara says he's kohen, and chayev is bebechor. Az ma, ech yale al da'atenu she's a sofik. If it's a sofik, the guy is a cheskes morakame. It belongs to the guy. So Rita Gazi writes, like we said, that by goy there's no cheskes mamon, and we sofik yech like, by goy there's no cheskes mamon. And therefore, if it's a suffix, then they're going to go 50-50. Yisrael shenasin mos l'goy bebehemto b'dineyem, af v'shalom ha'shach kanef, it's only midin suffix, so then they're going to go 50-50. So kamash mano, chayeves b'b'choyra, and it's vaday the Jews, belongs to the Jew. So that would be, that's what the havamina would be, if not for the fact that chayev is bebechora, you would think kana misafek, and then misafek yachloiku, because goyim have no cheskes mamon, and therefore you wouldn't say that the whole animal belongs to the guy. You would say that it's 50-50. So kamash malan, that's not 50-50, if vade belongs to the Jew. And therefore it's chayev bebechora. Achen, it's lahedji in the Gemara, that if it's 50-50, 50% Jews, 50% goyim, all you pay is chatzi nezek. All if if it's 50-50 and this person's animal, this child who was found in a town of 50-50 and his animal was mazik, what does he have to pay? He only pays chatzi nezek. Because what does he say? Bring a raya that I'm not a Jew. Bring a raya that I'm not a Jew, I'll pay the whole nezek. And since on the tzad that he's a goy, he has no cheskes mamon. So we should have said that yachloku bidach palga, that they go 50-50 on the other half. As we should say, if what the Merit al-Ghazi is saying is true, that you go 50-50, you would think over here that you go 50-50 on the animal, because the guy is no cheskes mamon, so you don't say he's the marakam. But rather, misafik, you go 50-50 on the animal. So we should also say that when a place in a Jew, if a person is found in a place of mechtzal mechtzal with 50% Jews, 50% goyim, and his animal is mazik, we shouldn't say that he should pay chatzi nezek because he says, bring a raya that I'm not Jewish and I'll pay the whole thing. No. There's a tzad that he's a goy, 50-50 that he's a goy. Right, so what should we do? He has no cheskes mamon. So on the other half, we should go 50-50. In other words, that he has to pay half on the tzad that he's Yisraeli Vada has to pay half. Chatzi Nezik. And what about Nezik Shalim? So the answer is, there's a tzad that he's a goy. It's 50-50 that he's a goy. So therefore, yes, he should have to pay the other half of the other half. So he should have to pay 3/4. Half out to two. And then half of the other half, because he might be a goy. If the Merit Al-Ghazi is correct, that goyim have no cheskes mamon, and therefore he would go 50-50 on this animal, if we had a suffix about it, that the Jew sold to the goy, and it was just with Mos, and there was no Mashicha. So if they're going 50-50, so why in our Gemara you're also not going 50-50? So that cash is the cash of the Taz in Evin Ezer 4:18. Now the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Tesvav Amud Bey says that if the child is found in a city, Bechtel Mechtza, 50-50, So what's the din? The din is that we say that he's a Jew. The baby is deemed a Jew. And the Gemara says, with regard to what halacha was this stated? And the Gemara's answer is, the nakhe toira didei, the toira didon. His axe gored our axe. Palga mishalim, he has to pay half. And the other half, amar lehu, he can say to the people he gored, I see raya the less love Yisrael ano, ve'etein lechom. Bring me a raya that I'm not a Jew, and I'll give you the other half. So if it's 50-50, you assume that he's a Jew. And he doesn't have to pay the whole thing, he only has to pay chatzi nezek. Frek teisvis. Teime. Da'achinami avimatzi lameimar mechza al mechza avit kolchovim. You could have just as well said, instead of saying 50-50 he's a Jew, say 50-50 he's a guy. Uminogach toira di don, the toira di day. And where our axe gored his axe. And what would that mean? That would mean that we don't have to pay anything, like we learned in the Gemara Bava Kamma. So why don't we say that if it's 50-50, he's a guy, and we don't have to pay anything? Because let him prove that he's a Jew. Otherwise, you don't have to pay. That's the Kashya of Tosfos. And Tosfos blabs with the Kashya. Frek Rebbe Kivego and the Jewish V'chidish, and the Chidush Chassam Sofer, and the Shmaitza, 4:6 and 4:9, and the Kundrus is Vegas Kavol Sivkandalit, it's Mashma, only by Mechza al Mechza Pater. If it would be 50-50, then what would you say? You would say that maybe he's a goy, and you don't have to pay. That's Tosfos Kashya. But if it's Rov Yisrael, it's mostly Jews, then you would have to pay. We pass Genocha Momenacha Rov. We pass Genocha Momenacha, you don't go follow the Rovs, even if it's Rov Jews. We shouldn't have to pay. Maybe he's a guy. My time Yishan, Dilma Akumu. Why would you have to pay? Maybe he's a guy. Rabbi Kiva blives with the Tzarechi and Godel. And this is Taka the Kasha, the Beis Shmuel, and Eben Ezer 4:56. And the Beis Shmuel answer is based on an earlier Tosfos, Baraveda, that when do we say, Enochem Mamanach HaRov? We say, Enochem Mamanach HaRov, K'shebel Yodo Midas Bailin. When the Bailin willingly gave the other person the money, then we say that we don't follow the Rov. However, when the person is Muchzuk, then we do follow the Rov. When don't we follow the Rov? For the miut, shebali yado midas bailin. But if the person is muchzik in the money, then we say shehochem imamanach harov. And therefore, in this case, where the mazik is muchzik in the money, then we're going to say hochem imamanach harov, and he has to pay the Nizok, the Safek Yisrael. Are we dealing in a case where it's Rov Yisrael? So he's going to have to pay the Israel for the Nezek, because here we are going to follow the Rav, because he's Muchzuk. Hashem can, if it's Midas Bailam, then we say, because the Mazik is Muchzuk. But the Shemites is already Tameh, and so too the country says Sfekis. Then Muchzuk Meikar is Adiv Tvei. He brings a Raya. Muchzuk Meikar is much stronger than Midas Bailam. So if Bamidas Bailam, we don't go after the Rov for Choshish for the Miut. But certainly if he's Muchzuk, we should be Choshish for the Miut. And Mamela, if it's Rov Yisrael, and he's Mazik, the person's an animal, who we're not sure what he is, but he's in place of Rov Yisrael, shouldn't have to pay. Mazik shouldn't have to pay, because he's Muchzuk in the Mammon. And in Ocha Mammon Achar Rov, maybe the person who's Mazik was Taka Jew, or was Taka Goy. So, sweet friends, we have serious work cut out for us. And in the next year, we will begin to see the Yishuv of this Sugya. And we are going to see Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo Niflos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. B'li Nedir Namshich. Shalom, shalom.